Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here today and really humbled that you're spending your morning, or maybe you're hearing this in the afternoon with me, and it is my privilege to pray for you. We are in Proverbs chapter 20 now, making our way through the book of Proverbs. We're doing verses 1 through 15 in the New International Reader's Version, the NIRV, and this is what it says. Wine causes you to make fun of others, and beer causes you to start fights. Anyone who is led astray by them is not wise. A king's anger brings terror like a lion's roar. Anyone who makes him angry may lose their life. Avoiding a fight brings honor to a person, but every foolish person is quick to argue. Anyone who refuses to work doesn't plow in the right season. When they look for a crop at harvest time, they don't find it. The purposes of a person's heart are like deep water, but one who has understanding brings them out. Many claim to have love that never fails, but who can find a faithful person? Those who do what is right live without blame. Blessed are their children after them. A king sits on his throne to judge. He gets rid of all evil when he sees it. No one can say, "I have kept my heart pure, I'm clean, and I haven't sinned." The Lord hates two things. He hates weights that weigh things heavier or lighter than they really are. He also hates measures that measure things larger or smaller than they really are. Even small children are known by their actions. So is their conduct really pure and right? The Lord has made two things. He has made ears that hear. He has also made eyes that see. Don't love sleep or you will become poor. Stay awake and you will have more food than you need. It's no good, says a buyer. Then they go off and brag about it, about what they bought. There is gold, and there are plenty of rubies, but lips that speak knowledge are a priceless jewel. Lord, I just thank you, and mind if I pray for you, everybody? I forgot to say that. Lord, I thank you so much for this last verse, verse 15 of chapter 20. There is gold, and there are plenty of rubies, but lips that speak knowledge are a priceless jewel. Lord, I pray for those who are worried about what's going to happen next, or they're fearful about provision. But in this verse, you promise that what is really treasure is when we speak knowledge, when we speak truth. And so, Lord, I pray that our households today, while they may not be full of treasure, but that our lips would be that treasure. We would speak that treasure out loud and help us to realize that that is more important than having a costly ruby or jewels. So thank you for that, Lord, and thanks for that reminder. Thank you that you are our provider in every possible way. And Lord, I pray for those today who are hurting, who physically are walking through something that they are bewildered by or perplexed by. Maybe they don't even know what the diagnosis is, but they're hurting. And so, Lord, I pray for that person today that they would find out and uncover what's going on. And I also pray for your healing. I praise you that you are the one who loves to heal. And thank you also, Lord, that on the cross, you have healed our souls. And so really, that's the part of us that's going to last for forever. And so, Lord, we thank you for healing our hearts and our souls. It's such a great thing. But I also make that bold request that you would hear our cries about our physical ailments. And I also pray in the midst of them that we would honor you and love you. Help us to be grateful. Help us to practice contentment. Help us not to grumble in the wilderness like the Israelites did, but to be grateful and thankful for what you have done and what you are doing. Help us to praise you in the midst of the storm. Lord, thank you for these wonderful pieces of nugget of advice about, especially this one, verse 3, avoiding a fight brings honor to a person, but every foolish person is quick to argue. Lord, we don't want to be quick to argue today. We want to be people who avoid a fight, who walk away from those fights. Lord, we also want to be hard workers. It says those who refuse to work don't plow in the right season, and when they look for a crop at harvest time, they don't find it. Lord, would you enliven us today? Give us the strength we need, especially for those people I prayed for today who are feeling sick. May your Holy Spirit give us supernatural strength to persevere through this day. Lord, I also pray that you would bring a person of understanding into my friend's life today. It says the purposes of a person's heart are like deep water, but one who has understanding brings them out. And Lord, I know that's true for me. Sometimes I don't exactly know what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling or how I need to discern the next step until I talk it out with someone who's wise. And so would you provide that person, whether it be through email, whether it be on the phone, whether it be face to face, would you provide a person of understanding for my friend who's listening to this today? Thank you. Let me conclude my prayer. Jesus, thank you for hearing my prayer, and I pray all of this in your name. Amen. Been one of those days, folks. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you are a sexual abuse victim and you would like to receive some counsel and all the things that I've learned about walking through that very long healing journey, you can go to we2.org/21days and you will receive 21 emails about the healing journey. And that's absolutely free. So if you'd like that, you can go to we2.org/21days. Hope you have an amazing day.